la 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 la. Hold on to me, don't let me go. Who cares what they say?
What's up, Wisconsin?
Who cares what they know?
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Election Day, in case you missed it. I don't know how you could, because it's the only thing that everybody's talking about. We're no exception. I've got a really exciting show planned for you all today. We're awaiting the phone in from Dr. Kristen Lierley. She is in a hot race, I think would be the best way to describe it, against Tony Weed up in the 8th Congressional District. There's a really interesting interplay, in my opinion, that's been going on in both the 8th CD as well as the 1st CD and the 3rd CD. Those are the three congressional districts that were redrawn after the 2020 census, making those districts much more purple. This has been fascinating. Each of these three districts, if to step back a minute, before the districts were redrawn, right? Wisconsin had, I think, a total of, I don't want to blow this, I believe 8 congressional seats, 6 of which were held by Republicans, only 2 of which were held by Democrats. After the redrawing of the maps, of course, now you have 3 additional seats that are in play. The 2 Democratic seats held by Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore, of course, safe Democratic seats. So these additional 3 seats that are now in purple districts, or more purple districts, certainly in play, which could tip the balance of the Wisconsin congressional district in the favor of Democrats for the first time in a very, very, very long time. And I think it's also an interesting question about whether or not the competitiveness and the campaigns of Rebecca Cook, Peter Barca, and Dr. Lierley will in fact help boost turnout potentially for Kamala Harris. Or do we see, as we have in the past, ticket splitters, where you have folks that potentially cast a vote for Tony Evers and also Ron Johnson? So this is one of the indicators I'm going to be looking for in some of the returns as they come in these other congressional districts that do not have some of the mail-in ballot counting challenges that you see more predominantly in counties like Milwaukee and Dane. So again, as an early sort of, hey, what should I be taking a look at possibly in the state of Wisconsin to see how things might shake out, I'd be looking at the 1st, the 3rd, and the 8th congressional districts to see where those are going. If those districts get called early or if they're too close to call, again, those will be, I think, interesting harbingers of the potential way that Wisconsin will ultimately go for the presidential ticket. There's also a really fascinating congressional district and county in the state of Nevada. Now, Nevada historically has been a fairly safe Democratic state, but Clark County, which includes Las Vegas, is a fascinating county. The great numbers of voters in that county work in casinos, right? As dealers, servers, cooks, etc. Obviously, Vegas, the entire industry is tourism and gambling. So that group of workers has been an interesting bellwether of a different sort coming out of Nevada. Now, there's been massive get out the vote campaigns that have been marshaled in Clark County by Democrats and by restaurant worker unions. So fascinating to see how that district or that county, excuse me, I should rather say, will go. I'm going to be looking at Clark County. It's just a very fascinating state. Again, traditionally a Democratic stronghold, but again, lots of unions, lots of working people there. It was interesting, a lot of the early commentary that I was seeing this morning interviewing voters from Clark County seemed to indicate that it may be up for grabs in Clark County, which if that goes for Republicans, if that goes for Donald Trump, that's going to get me pretty worried. What do you think? Do you have any prognostications? Feel free to text in 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Ham from Appleton. Hello, Ham. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. He says his partner voted for Dr. Lyerly, but immediately when she got home, she went to recycle one of her flyers, and the doctor's flyer gave her a paper cut, so she was a little ticked off about that. I love having a good sense of humor today. I think that's what we're going to need to get us to the final vote counts. Sue from Franklin texting in that she just finished an 8-hour shift at a polling place in Franklin. Franklin, a southern suburb of Milwaukee. She was really busy for the first few hours, then it was steady. She saw about 2,000 voters, all pleasant and friendly, no issues. Exactly what one would hope for and expect. Busy polling places, lots of observers from both parties, but no major issues. Now, I wanted to share with you folks one of the bits of sound from yesterday that just made me chuckle, since we do need a little levity. It's both serious and a little funny. Now, Cardi, this is going to be the cut of Larry Krasner, the district attorney in Philadelphia. This is Cut 19. Let's take a quick listen about what District Attorney Krasner had to say to those who might wish to disrupt our election process.
I want people to be reassured that when they get up tomorrow to go vote, if they have not voted already, that everybody in this city is working and has been working for months to make sure that there will be nothing tough about that experience and nothing to fear in that experience. But I also want to be clear, anybody who thinks it's time to play militia, F around and find out. Anybody who thinks it's time to insult, to deride, to mistreat, to threaten people, F around and find out. We do have the cuffs, we do have the jail cells, we do have the Philly juries, and we have the state prisons. So if you're going to try to turn an election into some form of coercion, if you're going to try to bully people, bully votes or voters, you're going to try to erase votes, you're going to try any of that nonsense, we're not playing. F around and find out.
Ah, third time's the charm on the old F around and find out from Larry Krasner. Larry, if you don't know who this gentleman is, he was a criminal defense attorney, a very successful one, well known in and around the Philadelphia area. He ran for district attorney, I'd say, about 12 years ago, and has been making waves ever since. You're going to want to stick around and find out. We got great guests coming up next. Keep it locked here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'll be joined by Melinda Brennan, head of the ACLU in Wisconsin, to talk about their Get Out the Vote efforts. It's coming up next here on the Civic Media Radio Network special election coverage. Keep it locked.